Planning and development portion of our meeting. It is 7:12, and I'll call this side to order. We have our youth and governance with us tonight, our new one. This is Emily. She's with our youth and governance program for Kenosha County. We also have our supervisors, who are Supervisor Underhill, Supervisor Decker, and Supervisor Splitsky. My name is Kim Burnick. I'm the department chair, or I'm sorry, the, not the department. I'm the chair of the committee. We also have Ann Bueller, who is the chair, the department head, and April Webb, who walks behind the curtain. Okay, let's get the, we're going to do, okay. All right, so first up is review and possible approval of a resolution for Barbara K. Ford to serve on the Kenosha County Board of Adjustments. Yes. Yes, please come forward, state your name and address for the record.
Just press the button.
In the middle.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then you can have a seat.
Barbara K. Ford, 5626 172nd Avenue, Bristol, Wisconsin, but it's Paris County.
All right, thank you. Committee, have you had a chance to look over the information? And do you have any questions for Ms. Ford? By Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your appointment is approved. Thank you.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Splitsky to move item number 9 to our next agenda item. Are there any questions? Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Aye.
9 will be taken. I'm sorry, went out of order.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm way down here, April and I are on an island.
I'm glad that you're keeping track down there. Okay, number 9 is the conditional use permit for Country Thunder East LLC in Randall. 234 Space Park Drive South, Nashville, Tennessee. 37211 Agent Shadow Hill Branch LLC, 40937 North Rattlesnake Road, Queen Creek, Arizona. It goes toward backward. 8524, it goes toward backward. Because it's got Shadow Hill listed there. Richard and Sandra Diedrich, 2000 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181. Russell Brothers, LLC, 11909 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181. Owners, requesting a conditional use permit for a country music festival, July 18th through 21st, 2013, with an assembly over 5,000 people, the following tax parcels, number 60-4-119-34304-0405, which is the Shadow Hill Ranch, property number 60-4-119-304-0100, the Diedrich Farm, and part of tax parcel number 60-4-119-311-0200, which is the Russell Farm, located in the southeast and southwest one quarter of section 30 and the northwest one quarter of section 31. That's in the town of Randall. And who is going to, I've got two sides back here. Who wants to come up? April, thank you. If you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is April Harbor, 234 Space Park South, Nashville, Tennessee, 37211.
And then give us an overview real quick of what you're looking for tonight.
We are looking for permission to hold our 21st annual music festival. We have been, this, like I said, this is our 21st year, but our 19th year, I believe, in Twin Lakes for 4 days. So July 18th through the 21st. We have about 4,500 campers, campsites, individual campsites on the property, and they stay there for the 4 days. I understand that there were some issues with gravel, some roadway concerns last year, so we're going to fix those this year, add some more gravel to the front gate, as well as Miller and Encore camping, and add an additional roadway in between day parking to assist with backup up the hill.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Supervisor Skoletsky.
Last year we requested those, maybe not all, but some of those gravel changes to be implemented, and yet they didn't all get completed. What assurance can you give us that you actually follow through with it this year?
We met with the company this morning, so we've let him know exactly where we need that placed, and they start in the next few weeks doing this.
Because I was out there last year, and a lot of it has to do with emergency services, and in case there is one, they can navigate, especially, it seems like every year it rains cats and dogs on you guys. That was the concern. Yeah, there were some muddy areas and whatnot, so I want to make sure that emergency services can get in and out and maneuver effectively.
For sure. I mean, I think you guys can do a walkthrough right before the festival if you have any concerns, and let us know, and we'll get those taken care of right away before the gates open.
And Andy, have all the other conditions of the conditional use permit been met from your perspective?
Yes, they have.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
From the town of Randall, the town board met on May 23rd, 2013, and the motion passed on a Hellis and Gehring motion.
Thank you.
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit with the conditions that are stated in this.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skoletsky. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The conditional use permit has been granted. Thank you.
Thanks for all the help.
We just need someone, a representative, to sign the conditions.
Yep. April or Brian. We're going to take about a just a couple minute break so that we can make a phone call downtown to the Judiciary and Law Committee.
Yep. And then the papers with this.
You are. Yeah, they want to give me to Mike. No. Because we're running late.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Noreen.
Yeah, exactly.
You have Brian's email address. Are we all set?
No, I give Dan. He's a very capable man.
Okay, number six on the agenda is the comprehensive plan amendment for Douglas and Sally Elfering, I'm sorry, Elfering, and Stephen Kivek of Paris. This is a public hearing of proposed comprehensive plan amendment, Douglas and Sally Elfering, 3407 200th Avenue in Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Owner, Stephen A. Kivek, 3201 200th Avenue, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Owner. Request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland protection to general agriculture and open land on part of tax parcel number 45-4-221-292-0237 and all of tax parcel number 45-4-221-292-0235 located in the northwest one quarter of section 29 in the town of Paris. Sally. Hi. Can you come forward, please? State your name and address for the record and tell the committee why you're here tonight.
Because no one else but vote.
Hi.
Nope. Hit the button.
I'm Sally Elfering, 3407 Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. And we're looking to sell off a piece of our land. In order to do that, we know that we have to do the comprehensive plan amendment and also the rezoning.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Anyone speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy, can you tell?
Just before doing it, I just wanted to just add additionally is that we do have the Kivek property being entered in with this comp plan change, and that's just happening because of the fact that when the property was subdivided a number of years ago, it was done through a will, and in that process, it doesn't always take into account the requirements with zoning. And so at this point, it was just good planning to have both being taken care of at the same time, and that is happening today. Otherwise, at the town of Paris, the town board met on May 28th, 2013, and on a Monson cameras out motion, the motion carried 3-0.
Thank you, Amy.
Can I make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan.
Second.
I have our first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Scalise. This is a roll call vote. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Dave.
Supervisor Underhill?
Yes.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolitsky?
Yay.
Chair votes aye. Your map amendment has been approved.
Thank you.
And it went. Right. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Number seven is the rezoning, so Douglas and Sally Elfering, 3407 200th Avenue, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Owner requests the rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A2 General Agricultural District on part of tax parcel number 45-4-221-292-0237, located in the northwest one quarter of section 29 in the town of Paris. Okay, any questions on the rezoning? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
From the town of Paris, the town board met on May 28, 2013, and again on the Monson cameras of motion, motion carried 3-0.
Thank you.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
First by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Zabalinski. Any other questions? Using governance, how do you vote?
Carried.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye, your rezoning is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.
Number eight is
Madam Chair, will you speak into the microphone so we can hear you down?
You can't hear me.
Now I can.
Oh, I know.
You keep turning your head like this.
I'm turning my head.
Sorry.
Because I have to look so far down the goal to you. You would
well, just pull them over.
I mean, it wouldn't be such an issue.
Listen, if I can hardly hear you, what do you think Supervisor Dodge is going to be?
Number eight is a rezoning for Burkle Holdings in Wheatland, Burkle Holdings LLC.
It's going to be your mic.
Okay. 8700 75th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 531-472. Owner, Ryan Carlson, Carlson Dash LLC, 10411 Corporate Drive, Suite 100, Wisconsin, 531-58. Agent. Request a rezoning from R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District and C1 Woolen Resource Conservancy District into A2 General Agricultural District and C1 Woolen Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 95-4-219-331-0301, located in the northeast one quarter of section 33 in the town of Weaver. Could you please state your name and address for the record, and tell us
what you're here tonight. Good evening. My name is Ryan Carlson. I represent Burkle Holdings. Work out of 10411 Corporate Drive, Suite 100, Pleasant Prairie. Here for tonight for Burkle Holdings' application for rezoning the parcel of land previously platted as Hayden Meadows Estates in the town of Greenland. For the terms of the development agreement previously recorded between the developer and the town of Wheatland, said plat has been vacated by order of the Circuit Court of Kenosha County, which has also been recorded by the Register of Deeds. Additionally, in advance of tonight's hearing, the town of Wheatland Planning Commission Board approved the rezoning of the parcel in question, and therefore we request this department to recommend rezoning from R2 and C1 to A2 and C1 to the county board as part.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Supervisor.
Just because I don't have the full background, what is the long-term plan for this area?
I'm sorry?
What's the long-term plan for this?
What's the particular parcel? The plan is to sell the parcel. Burkle Holdings is a subsidiary of Palmer Trust to use as agriculture, which was the previous use of the property.
Return. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Supervisor O'Neill.
Is it being used as farmland right now, or just?
To the best of my understanding, it's not being used as farmland right now.
I didn't get a chance to go out on the tour yesterday, so.
I have personally gone past the property, quite frankly, not for a couple months now, but from what I recall, it's not being used for any.
Just like a pasture.
I guess otherwise, laying dormant.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Supervisor Spolsky?
Because I haven't seen the parcel. There's been no utilities put in or broken. It's just like, it's just pasture land, if you would.
That is correct.
Nothing has to be removed out of the way.
Nothing needs to be moved. The development agreement was otherwise unaffectuated, and therefore, per the terms of that agreement, that's why we're transitioning back to April.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the top.
Before doing it, just for the record, is that everything on the agenda was posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News on May 30th and June 4th, 2013. Regarding this item in the town of Wheatland, town board met on June 10th, 2013 and approved this request.
Thank you.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
First by Supervisor Decker and second by Supervisor Zabolski. The governance has a vote.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your rezoning is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Number 10 is our table comprehensive plan amendment for Summers.
And that will remain table.
Thank you.
I make a recommendation of the department of Steve Laura to see if we can take that from the table or point out that.
So in the letter sent out, you would like for us to have them clarify back to us what the time it will be?
Perfect.
Okay, we'll do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Decker.
Andy, your mic cut out.
Definitely your mic cut out.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Number 11 is certified surveys. Certified surveys.
We have no certified surveys.
Thank you.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Leonardhill to approve the minutes. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Minutes are approved. Any questions? Item 13 is citizen comments. I see we've cleared the room again.
Pretty good.
Number 14, any other business allowed by law?
Don't everybody rush up at once.
We do have one item that we would like to present to the committee. Is in November we have a conflict with the committee meeting and the county board meeting.
No,
we do that. We know
that is now resolved. Okay.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So you just want to clarify that there is. No
okay, conflict. So there's no conflict and we can have our normal meeting. Okay.
Aye. Aye. You can govern.